Lois Ricciardi, director of the Kauai Chorale, loves to work with singers who are still developing, and she works to aid in that development. She's got 27 years in as director of the Volunteer Chorale. She's in the home stretch of preparing its holiday concert, Christmas Wishes. She's on the line from Kauai this morning. Good morning, Lois.
Good morning, Chris. Thank you for having me.
Sure. I was struck by this quote I read from you saying you'd actually rather work with a developing singer than one who had already reached a level of excellence. A lot of people would say just the opposite.
Well, there is certainly pleasure and reward in both, but what I find with our chorale, since we have such a varied group of people, from those who cannot even find their line when they first come in to professionals and semi-professionals, that they don't even think they will make it through the season to perform, mm-hmm. and they are so thrilled when we come from a level of not knowing what we're doing to a really high-polished chorus by the end of the season, in this case, Christmas season. And that, to me, is a very rewarding thing, to watch people grow into doing things they never thought they could.
I would think it would also take an awful lot of work.
Yes.
can't see how it would not, right?
Right.
But you're a volunteer chorale, and you don't have an audition process. You welcome everyone, is that right?
We do, and those who really don't feel that they can make it will kind of bow out before the end of the season. So we really don't have too many problems to deal with, and everyone helps each other, and they learn their parts.
When you say that you have people who, as you say, can't, when they start out, really can't find their line, what are the first things that you can have to work on with them?
We learn pitch. We learn through our warm-ups how to read up and down, and they learn from each other so that I make sure I position them in a place where they're sitting next to someone who can be very helpful and not someone who is equally lost. So we do have a core network of singers that come year after year, and they are very helpful, and it's really become like a family.
A beginning singer can benefit a lot from being placed next to a strong singer, can't they?
Yes, they certainly can.
What is it about that, Lois? What is it about the presence of, you know, is it just that you can hone in on the pitch from hearing it right next to you, or is there more to it than that?
I would say there's probably a lot to that, but yes, they can hone in on the pitch. It also gives them confidence. They hear it. If they learn only through repetition, they hear it from a singer who has good pitch, good rhythm, and then they start to build their confidence. And they start to learn how to read, and it's amazing how they learn how to read. I do teach piano full-time, so I'm well aware of beginner students of how they learn, and it's just amazing. I think it's an amazing group of people.
How many voices have you got now?
This season, it looks like we have about 85 plus.
Mm-hmm. And how does that divide up in terms of basses and baritones? And
we have, this season, we're fortunate to have quite a good tenor bass section. Our smallest section, I would say, would be the sopranos, and yet we have some outstanding sopranos this season, and so there's really a glorious sound coming from our sopranos section. So we have quite a good balance, and I just always pray that it works out, and it does.
Well, I'm sure it does. I'm just, you know, over those years, Lois, I'm wondering, for example, which is hardest to find? Are bass singers the rarest? I would think there'd be more sopranos than good bass singers, for example.
That has changed over the years, which is an interesting thing, and I don't know the answer.
Huh.
It used to be easy to find sopranos because everyone thought if they couldn't read that they were a soprano. And then it was very difficult to find tenors. Then it got, for a while, difficult to find basses. This season we're balanced. Why? I don't know.
Something in their diet, perhaps. Or
it could be.
Who knows, right?
Yes.
When you put together a holiday program, you have all kinds of choices, and that goes from the very, the very intense classical inspirational works to very light holiday fare. How do you kind of find a mix for that?
That, I would say, would be the hardest part of my job, and I feel pretty good about my programming. We have done some intense classical works, and this year I felt strongly about pulling on John Rutter's Reluctant Dragon, which is light, but it's still good music by John Rutter. Mm-hmm. And we will have a dragon, and we will have St. George and a boy. So we have a drama within the story, and an excellent narrator, Arnold Meister, who has done a lot with theater. And he also was the second conductor of the Kauai Chorale. So he is still with us from time to time, very busy man. And the costuming was done by one of our costume people, dress people on Kauai, Chanterelle Shantara. And it's going to be quite a production. And that's only one part of our performance this year.
So it sounds as if you've really incorporated some theatrical elements into all this.
Yes, we have. And I thank Arnold Meister for the help on the theatrics part.
Well, which really does a lot to draw an audience in, doesn't it, Lois?
Yes, it does. It does. We also have a tango by one of our local doctors, Dr. Douglas Duvichel and Jeanette Bonilla. They will be doing a tango with one of our pieces. And our special guests are going to be the Tongan Youth Choir. And my only concern is that they're going to show us up because they are excellent. And I say that jokingly, of course, that they are a wonderful bunch of young people that will be joining us.
Well, Lois, have a great time. It sounds as if you've got quite a show put together. So
we really hope
now and then,
to present a lovely concert to the public.
Well, thanks for taking the time.
I thank you for having me be a part of your show this morning.
Sure. Lois Ricciardi is the director of the Kauai Chorale, which is presenting its holiday concert, Christmas Wishes, Saturday, December 19th at 7:30 in the Kauai Community College Performance Arts Center, and again at the St. Regis Hotel Ballroom in Princeville on the 20th at 5 p.m. The chorale's accompanist is Virginia Shepherd.